Good evening. In this week's parsha, Parshas Behar, Torah speaks about the prohibition of taking ribbis, taking interest in when one loans money to a fellow Jew. And the pasuk in Parak Hafei, pasuk Lamavav, says, "Al tikach mi to neshet v'sarbis, v'yareisa me'elohecha, v'cheyachicha imach." They should not take from him the neshet v'tarbis. Rather, you should fear God. And then it ends off the pasuk, v'cheyachicha imach. And we learn from these words, v'cheyachicha imach, that the life of your brother should be with you, that you should sustain him. So we learn from this that even if one would take ribbis, at least let's say when it comes to ribbis d'oraisa, so there's a mitzvah to give the money back. Even though he already violated the Isser Ribbis, but there's a mitzvah to give back the money, and we paskin that Ribbis Ksutza, the Ribbis Deraisa, if one violates Ribbis on a biblical level, on a Torah level, then he has to give back the money, and the Beis Din will come and extract that money from him. And the Torah Tumimah in his comments points out that he has a little difficulty. He says that the Muki Yosef points out, based on this pasuk, since it's a mitzvah saseh v'cheichich imach, so that is why Beis Din will even force him to give the money back, to give back the ribbis ksutza. Just like Beis Din, we find that in the halacha that we could force someone to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. And we find that we find the phrase in several places that when it comes to forcing one to do a mitzvah asay, or makano so achitesi nafsho, that we beat him until he'll come to die even. We force him to do the mitzvah. But the difficulty that Tartamir points out is that the Demuki Yosef says that we'll force him until we beat up his body physically. However, the halacha is that the Beis Din won't go and take the property from him. Beis Din won't go to his property and to his assets to take back the money. Since there's no formal shibud nechasim, there's no real lien on his property. And that's the way it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Ribbis, Yerodea, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, Siv Hei. So the Torah Tumimah asked the question that just seems difficult. Misvara, that you're willing to beat him up, achitesi nafsho, but we're not going to force him in terms of taking away his money. And he says that it's difficult further because we find that the Nebuki Yosef quotes B'Shem the Ran that we're kofen us achitesi nafsho, but at the same time we're not yodin l'nechasav, Bezin won't go and take his property from him. But at the same time, the Ran we find in the 10th parak of Ksubas, the Ran there says that the same way that we're kofin l'kayim mitzvah aseh begufo, kach kofin b'mamono. So the Ran there has a comment where he says that the same way that we force people in terms of physical force of their body, so we'll force them in terms of their money, and we'll go and by force take the money away from them. And we find that this is so by the mitzvah of tzedakah, where Beis Din will go down to someone's assets to take the property in order to force him to fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah. So therefore, the Torah Tumimah believes it as a question. He doesn't understand why is it, how do we understand this halacha, that on one hand, we're willing to say that we're going to force the person to give back the ribbis ksutza, and even physically force him, achitesi nafsho, to do this mitzvah of giving back the ribbis, but at the same time, we're not going to go and actually take the money from him. So we're not going to force him in terms of taking the money by force. And I saw that the Ramban has a comment which might help solve this issue. The Ramban in Baba Basra, in Kufayin Hei Amin Aleph, towards the end of Baba Basra, the Ramban talks about this issue as well, in terms of forcing one to do a mitzvah. And he talks about the mitzvah of Prius Bachov. That's a mitzvah to pay back the Bachov. So the Ramban there says, "Kevin the priest b'chov mitzvah min haTorah, v'kofen al mitzvah saseh, af onu yodin l'nechasav, u'mekayim in lo mitzvah saseh shelo bar parcho." So the same way that since priest b'chov is a mitzvah, paying back a loan is a debt, is a mitzvah min haTorah. So therefore, we could force him to do this, and just like we could force him to do it physically, so too we could go down to his property, and thereby make him be mekayim the mitzvah saseh, even against his will. So the key line here is that the Ramban is saying that by going to his property, we're going to basically, by taking away the money from him and going down to his property get to his assets to get the money, we're basically forcing him to fulfill the mitzvah in that way. The idea is that when we take the money and we pay back, so in fact, he was thereby mekayim the mitzvah. It's finished. He fulfilled his mitzvah. However, when it comes to ribbis, it could very well be that ribbis doesn't work like that. This mitzvah, v'chei chimach, is not really a mitzvah which is incumbent upon him because he owes the money. He doesn't really owe the money. The whole point here is that really, min adin, the money is his. The lova gave the mava the money willingly. When someone came into this loan, he entered into an agreement, and he fully understood that he was going to pay back this, he was going to give this extra money, this extra interest, and so he did so. Now there's a special mitzvah that the malva, the lender, should give back this money. But that's not a chov that he has, and that's the idea that we find that they explain that really there's no shibud nechasim here. He doesn't really owe anything. So therefore, the fact that he has to do this mitzvah is something that he has to do on his own. So we could force him to do the mitzvah, we could force him to give the money, but if we go and take the money and give it to the lova, we've accomplished nothing. There's no mitzvah that's fulfilled in that manner. So therefore, there's no point to going down to his nechasim to take the money from him, because that wouldn't accomplish anything. And that's the difference between priest b'chov and hachzaras ribbis. And therefore, that would also explain the comments of the Ran, because the Ran there at the, in the 10th parak of Ksubas, when he makes the comment which the Torah Tumim quotes, the Ran there is speaking about Priyas Balchov. So in the context of Priyas Balchov, it's true that the same way that we force him physically, so we would force him monetarily as well by taking the money by force to fulfill that mitzvah, Priyas Balchov. And that's so true by tztaka also. If there's a mitzvah, zechi of tztaka, so then we have to give the money to the ani. So we'll take his money and give it to the ani, and thereby force him, even against his will, to fulfill the mitzvah. And he will fulfill the mitzvah. However, when it comes to havzaras ribbis, giving back the ribbis tzutza, taking away the money from the malva and giving it to the lova, is not making him fulfill the mitzvah. He hasn't fulfilled anything by doing that. And since he doesn't really owe any money to the lova, there's no reason to go to his property to take the money from him. Thank you very much.